Then we confess the creed. I believe in Jesus Christ and God the Father and the Holy Spirit. You see, we ritualize that Christian commitment, but in ritualizing it, we run the risk of keeping it at arm's length. You see? I wonder how it would work if I asked him Sunday, which I would perfectly within my rights to do. I could say this morning, we're going to say the creed, but we're going to do it one at a time, and you each come up here one at a time, and you turn and face the congregation as you say it. And we're going to stay here until everyone has done it. You see, and the very fact that it draws a smile out of you indicates, you see, how wrong things have gotten. Because that is, in fact, how it was done in the ancient church. One at a time. People would object to it, wouldn't they? Take too long, too personal, you know, you see. Yeah. Might be a good experience. One thing I am going to pull one of these years, I'm not sure when it comes up again, when the... There's a text, you know, where it says, if you have something against your brother, before you come to the communion, go and make peace, and then come, go make reconcile, and then come and receive the sacrament. After that gospel lesson is read, which I'm going to read, I'm going to dismiss the service. That's going to be the end of the service right there. And I'm going to say, okay, now, let's all go do that, and we'll have communion next week. Do you go? You go find that person... You go find that person out there with whom you are not reconciled with, or you are holding something against, you know, and you make an effort to heal that wound. And then come back and take the sacrament. See you next week.
You probably won't have anything.